Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. To hell, to a tongue of Iowa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Snoop of the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get the headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory of the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Dolphins beat the Browns 20-3. Still alive, thanks to the Giants fans has to be furious. They went out there yesterday. They beat the Colts. Oh, my God. They jumped on the Colts. Malik Nabers was incredible in that game.
Yeah.
It was a shocking term, but I did say this to you. I said, yo, let Anthony Richardson have like two or three great games in a row. You...
He didn't play, though. Flacco. It was a Flacco game.
Okay.
Flacco, you know.
How many picks did he throw?
I don't remember. I think he threw two. I think one. But they jumped him, dude. It wasn't a Flacco thing. They got a kickoff return touchdown. Crazy.
So in other words, football happened.
Football happened.
Right. Like why do we always think football can't happen to us? Right? Football can't happen to my team. I'm more than sure Indianapolis is there and there. All we had to do was beat the lowly
classic Flacco. Giants. Two tutties, two picks.
Right.
330.
Oh, he's going to throw some yards. Need I say he's like the white Jameis?
Agreed.
Yeah.
What?
Or Jameis is why didn't Flacco?
I'm confused, though. Like, was Jameis hurt? Why didn't he play?
Because he kept throwing it to the other team.
I thought they liked him.
Yes, until he started throwing it to the other team too much. Like, here's what happens. Jameis will throw for 400. You fall in love with Jameis. The next game, he'll throw for 330, three tutties, and two picks. You know, I can deal with that. He's still throwing 330 and three picks. Then he'll throw for 120 and four picks.
Man.
Like, that. It's for the life of me. Like, Jameis is never going to have the 20 for 22 for 200 yards, which might be required to win a certain game. And that would be the equivalent to a 330-yard game. And I think that's where sometimes Flacco falls for that too, right? One of the things that people underestimate about Patrick Mahomes and about Brady and about a lot of these quarterbacks that are succeeding is that they'll go have a 15 to 20 night for 180 and their team wins by 10 points. And that was a good night because that was the game that needed to be played. You didn't need to throw for 330. You need to force it down the field. And certain quarterbacks can't accept that. Not throwing for 300 looks like a bad game. And throw in there, you're trying to get a job. Flacco's not trying to get a job. So you know when he's going in there, he's slinging it. He's going out.
He's having fun.
Right, exactly. But Jameis is trying to get a starting job. So 20 of 25 for 180, he feels it doesn't help him.
Menu 631 says gunslinger's going to sling.
Right.
Obviously, the Giants fans upset because now the Patriots have the number one pick, which they don't need a quarterback. They took, I don't know if either one of these quarterbacks is going to get them to move off of Drake May, but.
If there's anything that we know about the Patriots, if it's still consistent, they'll trade that pick and trade down.
Probably. So it puts them in the catbird seat of a good place to trade.
But it still gives you options. Those things give you options.
Gives you options. Right. Could take Travis Hunter, could trade out, whatever. But
right.
Cam Ward obviously is not going to be picked in the top anymore because he didn't play in the Pop-Tart Bowl in the second half.
Why? Can I just...
Selfish.
Selfish Cam Ward.
No,
let me say this. That had the makings of a predetermined agreement.
Of course.
So yeah, before it even started, he says, Cam, you play the first half. We're going to put the young guy in for the second half. Give him some run. Yeah. Okay?
You got to see it's what the you
pop.
Have.
Keep in mind, everybody's saying Cam couldn't play the second half of a Pop-Tart. But you know what? Next year, when Cam's not here, you're going to appreciate that whoever's the quarterback got an opportunity to play.
Do you know how lucky Pop-Tart is? That he decided to play a half of Pop-Tart?
Yeah.
It's the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Right. And people are like, this is why I get annoyed at fans. Right? Because they were the same people saying, if Cam didn't play, we'd be fine with that. He's getting ready for the draft. He plays a half. Now they're complaining that he didn't play the whole game.
First of all, you can't win with that.
And I was like, when he didn't play the second half, I was like, well, because I missed my flight.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is, let me tell you, dude.
Am I as a gamble, dude?
So, anyway, I'll get to that later. But the fact that he played and the final score ended up being 41-42. By the way, at any point in time, in any of these games that Cam Ward was throwing for a million yards, the defense, feel free to stop somebody.
One time, anytime.
Pick a time. There was 42 points scored in the first quarter.
I'm just asking one time, can you guys just pick Cam Ward up and not give up? Because like he spotted you three touchdowns. You yacked all over yourself. He spots you 31 points. You're like, not enough.
Right. Like, and the answers, the thing I'm hearing this week is Cam Ward should have played the whole game.
He should have either not played or he should have played the whole game. And people are mad because he passed some record. He passed Case Keenum's all Division I record of touchdown passes. And I'm like, are you Case Keenum? Who cares? Like, right. Is Case Keenum going to roll up, like, who was that dude at the trophy, at the autograph ceremony? To Brett? You hurt me, Cam.
Oh.
You hurt me.
Oh, Mark defensive Gastineau?
End. Yeah, Gastineau showing up to Brett Favre. He's like, you hurt me, Brett. Like, am I going to see Case Keenum years from now at an autograph sign? I'd be like, why did you only break my record by one, Cam?
Yeah, hurt me, Cam.
Here's the incredible thing about that. That for years, when we talk about that, they're going to say Cam Ward, Miami quarterback.
Yeah.
So
it has to be like, I really am honest. Like when I was seeing this all over Twitter, I'm thinking to myself, this has to just be people just either having a take just because you got to have a take or gambling. That's the only way anybody could legitimately be upset. Like there's no Hurricanes fan who's mad about this. I've never seen a Hurricanes fan who's real. Like the Hurricanes fans who travel to Orlando and shout out to them, They're like, we got to see Cam one more time. But like, there's, you cannot legitimately be a Hurricanes fan and be like, how could he not snap our bowl-ish streak? We didn't win the Golden Toaster.
Right.
No, like, one's mad at Restrepo. I don't see people being mad at Restrepo.
But you know what happens in these moments, right? That other players see this nonsense and this BS, and they go, I'm just not playing.
Yeah.
Right?
Of
course. And then what? Right? So,
I will say they better hit that transfer portal because Emery Williams did not look fantastic.
Oh my God.
Better get in that portal, Mario.
Hey,
that is not the answer.
Wait. So think about this.
Quinn Ewers.
Let's think about this. What do you think people would have thought if Emery didn't play?
Probably that he was the guy.
And you went into next season.
I went in blind?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But right. I'll tell you.
So like, maybe the best thing that the Canes did and the coaching staff did was get him ready to see where he was.
Probably.
And you'll thank him later
when
he figured it out.
Right? I will say, though, I felt like Mario's answer, like, this dude never misses an opportunity to make more of a controversy in a press conference. Because
what did he say? I don't even know what he said.
Because he was like, oh, I keep all of that stuff private. And just be like, this was my, what are you guys upset about? This was my plan, dum-dums. Like he never misses an opportunity just to either, like, make something more or make a mountain out of a molehill. Like, dude, get up to the podium, tell people, this was our plan the whole time. Have your quarterbacks back. He's the only reason you guys were relevant this year. Right. You guys still, I mean, you hired a defensive coordinator who basically went out there with a charcuterie board of Swiss cheese, and you ruined his season, basically. Can you do him a favor and just get the jackals off his back? But no, you need to do this stupid wink. Like, do you got him?
Well, I think all meetings with players and decisions like that, we make them in private and we keep them in private, you know, so I'll defer not to answering questions as it regards and as it relates to that. But I know he played his best while he was in there, and certainly Emery tried his best as well. Like
Jalen
said, we were rushing the ball really, really well, and just came up short.
Bro, just say that was the plan.
Yeah. Look.
That was the plan.
And here's the deal. Coaches try to figure out what the outcome is going to be with their answer, and they try to answer so there's no, nobody would have been upset if you said, hey, Cam wanted to play. We figured let's play him the first half and give Emery some run in a big game situation so we can see what's going on there. Right? There is nothing wrong with that. Now, it's easy to say and question his answer after the fact. But when Cam didn't play the second half, when he didn't come out the second half, I'm like, oh, they must have planned he's just going to play the first half.
It's right? Obvious.
Well, I don't know why people were making it sound like
they made
Cam said, I'm not playing anymore.
They're like,
stop it.
How dare you show up for a record and then sit? It's like, hey, you want to know something, dude?
What?
How about this? Do me a favor. Call 1-888, admit it. On that, because very clearly what you did was gamble on the Pop-Tart Bowl,
yep.
Which is stupid, and you lost money. And just say that's why you're mad. Admit it. I'll at least give you props. If you say to me, because I have people like, I'm blasting anybody who's hating on Cam Ward on Twitter, and people are like, you P-word, you mother bleeper, you don't know what it is. I'm like, No. Just admit to me now. How much money did you lose on the Pop-Tart Bowl, you degenerate?
I got one better for you, right? Saquon Barkley needs X amount of yards to break the record, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much you want to bet he tries to break that record, and the second he gets it, they shut him down?
No problem with it.
What is that?
No problem with it. Record's the record. The record's the record. Right. If Case Keenum wants to walk up to him one day and be like, hey, Cam, thanks for not breaking my record by 7.
Right.
Because that's what would have happened if he played.
Right. Who might still be playing football. Case Keenum played football for a god awful long time in the NFL.
Yeah. I think wasn't he going to be a Dolphin this year? Like for a second, wasn't he on the practice squad, but he was hurt? I think he was. Anyway, take a break. More to come here on the show, including Tyler Hero getting in the Houston Rockets' heads last night. Woo-hoo! Back after this. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy, can you get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24-7, call at 866-954-MORE.
It is rather warm. It's got to be almost 80 degrees. Mostly cloudy. Winds are coming out of, hard to tell, but I'm going to guess it's coming somewhere out of the south with the warm winds, southeast, and the winds are hardly blowing, so I'd say right around 5 miles an hour.
Froggy, how do you do?
He is correct. Winds are at 6 miles per hour south-southeast. It is currently 81 degrees, partly cloudy. Yeah. Increasing clouds with periods of showers this afternoon. Quick look at your New Year's Day.
Eve. New Year's Eve.
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
Because that's when we blow stuff up.
New Year's Eve, you're going to have a nice time blowing things up. It will be a modest low of 64. New Year's Day, it sneaks into the 50s, and we'll be like that for a couple days to start the new year. So,
okay, so the winds are going to start turning coming out of the north.
Correct.
And it should be clearing out once this front goes through. It
says, well, we're going to be getting winds out the west for tomorrow. How will that affect my fireworks, Leroy?
Careful.
How will it affect your fireworks?
Yeah, winds out the west.
Should be okay.
Just throw some grass up there, dude.
That's it. That's it.
You'll know which way to
go. Hey, I put a big piece of wood and I do it in my front yard. It's like doing it at the park, baby.
Are you, you know, Frogboy sent you down a path last year of buying a lot of fireworks. Are you doing that again?
Let me tell you something. You weren't here. Me and Frogboy, every break, plotted our course. We said, ooh, I'm going to get one of those. Then when you get to the place.
The register, too.
You get to the place, you can scan the barcode. And it shows you what the fireworks do.
Wow.
Now, here's the kicker, though. And here's how
it gives you a demonstration. Like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. So, but a lot of them have different names, but they're in the same grouping of buy one, get one.
Mm-hmm.
And they do the same stuff, but they got different names. You know, it's like whether you want to get Hyundai or Kia, same company.
Whoa. We don't know that.
Yeah, it is.
Depending on what week it is.
Depends on what the headlines are.
It's like Toyota and, was it Toyota and Lexus?
Mm. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the Miami Heat probably got their best win of the season. Beat the Houston Rockets, one of the best teams in the West, on the road, second night of a back-to-back. Tyler Hero continues his all-star campaign. He was awesome. And Nico probably had his best game of the season.
Come on.
Onion's three-pointer yesterday put the dagger in the Rockets, which then made the Rockets completely melt down.
Very angry.
Because they get called for a five-second violation. Fred VanVleet bumps a referee.
Yeah.
But the referees are sensitive.
Second time he's done this, though.
You know what? Fair. But the referee, he got the bump, gave him the heave-ho. All right? And then, they're getting set to go back in. Tyler Hero and MN Thompson get into a little bit of a, you know, like in their own in personal space.
Yeah.
And then MN Thompson grabs Tyler Hero,
yeah,
and hip tosses him like it's a judo match,
yeah,
and all hell breaks loose.
That was holding, by the way.
Scary Terry comes in,
yeah,
and he goes Superman punch,
yeah,
right on Amen Thompson, while also kicking while punching Jalen Green right in the nuts.
Yep.
Nico's ready to fight.
Yeah.
Always. Everything's going crazy. Nico loves to scrap.
Loves.
He's already been suspended once. He might be suspended again. We have to check. We have to see. Do you have the call last night from Jason Jackson?
I do indeed.
Oh, boy. I didn't see any of the game because I couldn't get it on my phone because I wasn't local. But
have you seen the video of it yet?
No.
Oh, I got to send it to him. I got to send you the video. I got to send you the video.
I didn't know what the hell happened.
Oh, I got to send you the video.
See the video. For
Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero gets sent for a ride.
Very aggressive for a man named Amen. I don't think he personally should be the one starting conflicts. Especially
apparently, he's got a bit of a temper. You know, he hasn't been in the league very long. I think this is his second year.
Well, he's about to be out of the league when I'm done with him.
I'm going to send Leroy the video, but play Jason Jackson's call of it.
Sure.
And now we got a fight. Oh, Lord. Somebody slammed Tyler, and I'm pretty... Oh, we got... People are throwing stuff out of the stands. I'm almost positive that was Thompson who came in. And now Nico... Somebody get Nico. You know he always wants to go. What in the world started that mess? Now, who's Ime want? Ime Adoka wants to fight somebody?
Always.
And I need to see the whole thing.
I got these grow up.
And I haven't seen it yet. All I know, I saw Tyler fly to the floor like it was a WWE event, which is happening, I believe, tonight back in Miami. And it was Thompson, as I noted, just took Tyler down. Now, they might have been in a discussion.
Hey, you see Nico Thompson went for the other intangible.
But young people, that's never the answer.
Look at this.
They're pushing up on each other, pushing up, and then Thompson just decided he had heard enough and pulled Tyler down to the hardwood in a takedown.
After review, it has been determined that for Houston, Thompson has been ejected, as well as Green, as well as Coach Udoka, as well as Coach Sullivan. Miami, both Hero and Rozier will be ejected. Miami will shoot two free throws, and they will begin play with Miami on the sideline. Okay? Let's go.
That's the first okay I think I've ever heard on the...
Why?
On the review microphone. Thank you, Mark.
I think the reason that he got ejected, honestly, Leroy, they were worried somebody was going to throw something at him. I think they just wanted to get him off the floor. If I had to guess, because I think he was peacocking. There's a great picture of Jimmy Butler put on his Instagram. Do you have that, JFig? Because Jimmy Butler put this photo of Tyler Hero, who's shouting, and there's Houston police right there, so it makes Tyler Hero look like... Look at this, Leroy. Look at this photo JFig just put up on our screen. Leroy, look at this photo JFig put on our screen. It looks like he's in the middle of a riot. Houston police stopping Tyler Hero. We got to sell that shirt at the Heat store, all right? Somebody get Michael McCullough on the line. Hey, Michael, you like money? Sell that T-shirt. Tyler Hero with the Houston police there.
I need the angle of Rozier just punching Jalen Green in the nuts.
I mean, it didn't take long for him to get... I'm like,
Terry Rozier. Wow. Hey, Terry Rozier.
That was quick.
Let me tell you something. Terry Rozier, I was very mad at him in that game because...
Give that man the football. He might be able to get 4th-and-1.
Oh, he could sneak. But Terry Rozier, legitimately, Leroy, one of the worst halves of basketball I've ever seen. He was terrible and nearly sinking the Heat's chances.
Hmm.
But you want to know something about Terry Rozier?
Yeah.
He's a real one.
Stood on business, baby.
Business, dude.
Come on.
Wow.
Didn't even think, dude. Did it? Because, you know, Haywood Highsmith kind of ran over there and was like, oh, what are we doing?
You know, Bam's like, come on, guys. Don't do this.
Loverboy was like, please, no.
No, that's a little too strong.
Love, oh, everyone.
He was just trying to make sure conflict was not there. He doesn't like fights.
Started on the fact that we know what would have happened if what's-his-face would have been...
Oh, Jimmy?
Mm-mm.
Oh,
what's-his-face would have been that point.
Get out of here. It's his birthday today. Why are you being a bastard?
Happy birthday,
man's
dude.
Achilles is torn.
Yeah, well, this was his birthday gift, avoiding having to embarrass himself.
No, the one guy they're lucky it wasn't there was Jimmy, because Jimmy would have taken that to a next level.
Yeah, I'd say Jimmy... Dexter Pittman and potentially who's machine gun thrower again? Or machine like a massage gun thrower again?
Oh, that was Deadman.
Deadman. Oh yeah, those are three guys. You're lucky they weren't there. But
JFix says she wants that Tyler Hero shirt. Hey, I'm telling Micah McCullough. If you want shirts flying off the shelf out of the Heat store,
yeah.
Hey, you make that Tyler Hero shirt.
Terry Rozier didn't talk.
Nope.
Nothing.
He didn't chit chat. He didn't jaw. Soon as Tyler hit the ground.
TNT.
Yeah. It's my boy.
But wait, you can't, like, what did you think was gonna happen when you throw somebody to the ground?
That was crazy.
I haven't seen that.
That could have been worse too. Because
first of all, he was already grabbing him by the shirt.
He's like, man, 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 grabbing him by the shirt. That's a hockey move right there.
That was.
You never want to get the leverage on your shirt,
Marcos.
Yeah,
that wouldn't have been holding. Had his hands inside.
Yep. Inside.
Good form.
No, that's fair.
Inside.
Mm-hmm. No, listen. Objectively, it was a great hip toss. Good form.
Yeah.
Tyler, I mean, you could have messed up Tyler's shoulder if he.
Yeah, his face, his shoulder. Like, he didn't have time to even put his hands in front of him.
No, but Tyler did the judo roll.
Yeah. Tyler, you have him after the game. Tyler Hero has his response after the game to the Angry Rockets.
Just a physical game. I guess that's what happens when someone's scoring, throwing dimes, doing the whole thing. So I get mad too.
I would hate me too.
I would hate me. Oh man, when do they play again? When is this game again?
That's good. Now we got a little rivalry going on.
Does this just out of questions? It seems like things have cooled after a crazy Jimmy Butler week. However. If Jimmy Butler were to be traded to the Rockets, there was a lot of Amen Thompson talk as being part of the package. Is that off the table now? Wow. All right.
See you next time they face off.
But listen, he's right. That dude, those Rockets, they were throwing three Rockets at Tyler Hero. And then when that didn't work, they threw four Rockets at Tyler Hero.
When did he end up scoring?
27.
Okay.
March 21st. In Miami.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, no, we know it's in Miami.
Yeah, 27-9 yesterday. Killing it. He had a road trip where he had a buzzer beater or a near buzzer beater.
Yeah.
And then two near triple doubles. I mean, they lost to the Hawks, but I mean, it wasn't like a blowout. And he was great in that game, too.
I got to watch two games and two losses because I was sitting at the airport. Yeah. That's what happens when you miss your flight.
Poor thing. Sorry.
You have to spend 6 hours in an airport that you live 35 minutes from.
Did you like Khalil Ware's game yesterday? Did you get to see that? Probably his best game.
No, I didn't.
Hey, Leroy,
I knew he was playing well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got the message.
Respectfully. We hit that with.
So I said, "Uh-oh,
dude." He had a crazy end of the third quarter, and man, my favorite lineup now is Khalil and Nico playing together. Nico yesterday, I mean, just big head of steam. Because you know what, he kind of stunk up the joint against the Hawks.
Yeah,
big bounce back. And he had a lot of bad fouls. Not this game. Probably his best game. He was awesome.
Flirted with a triple-double.
I love him. I'm so proud of you, Nico. We'll take a break. Leroy's Game Balls and Game Bums are next.
Bum, 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 bum.
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for our last Game Balls and Game Bums of the year.
Wow.
No, it's not.
Yeah, what? It is. Yeah, you know, I don't have another Monday show, dude.
Talk about this.
Game Balls, Game Bums.
Of the year. All right, I got it.
Leroy, try not to make like Mike McDaniel give out 11 of them. What do you got for Game Balls and Game Bums?
Well, my Game Ball is going to go to all the Dolphins.
He just did that.
Tua wasn't playing.
so you literally gave out 40 game balls.
Let me pick.
Thank you.
I'm going to give it. Here. I'm gonna give it to Huntley.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Because
that's good. That's good.
You know, it's been a while since somebody other than Tua won a football game.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So to see him go in there and do what he had to do to win, that was good to see. So I'm gonna give it to him. So since I only have to give it to one person.
That was good.
My game bum goes to all you jackasses that have anything negative to say about Cam Ward.
I agree, Leroy.
All these people sitting out games. He was a Heisman Trophy finalist, and he played. You should be grateful.
Wow.
And I appreciate the fact that he played for whatever reason. If he wanted to just play to get the record, so be it.
Yeah. Tough.
I mean, think about this. One of the Bosa sat out the whole damn year because he got hurt in preseason.
Yep.
So, come on, man. Like, stop with that. So, that's my game bump. And it's more than one person because a lot of people saying that bum. Dumb stuff.
I'll tell you who you did. Your boy Zach Gelb.
Oh, Gelby said that?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But how could you really, like...
I got him. I'm gonna get him.
Let me get you the tweet. Let me get you the tweet.
How could you really feel that way, though? Like, if you really, because I saw Canes fans that, like,
I didn't
really?
Even like his argument. Like, it was like he's mad about a Case Keenum record that I guarantee he didn't know about.
Case Keenum, get out of here.
Here's what he said. He said, "Don't want to play in the bowl game? Fine, but opt out before the game." Don't opt out during the game because you only cared about breaking a record.
Why not? Shut up, dude. Like, why not? Literally, it's the best, quarterback record you can have? Most touchdowns, right?
Most touchdowns in D1.
Come on.
Which, by the way, like...
Case Keenum.
I didn't even know he was going for a record. Who cares? I didn't know that until the broadcast they said that. But it's not like he broke the record. Like, he threw 3 touchdowns in the half.
Yeah.
Like...
Come on. Think about this. Okay, if he never plays another down of football, and there's no guarantee he's going to be a 10-year starter in the NFL,
mm-hmm.
right? Wouldn't it be something to say when your career's over, you threw the most touchdowns in college football history?
Of course.
Right.
Of course. But Dad, did you finish the Pop-Tart Bowl?
No, son.
Where's your competitive spirit? What about Case Keenum? Case Keenum played all the games.
Jesus. Like, the entire thing is meant to sell you pastries. The sidelines had sprinkles. The sidelines had sprinkles. And you want me to care that Cam Ward didn't play all of that game. You get to choose which mascot you eat afterwards. Who cares? And if you are some wackadoo Canes fan who's like, what about our bowl streak? Dude, you don't want that bowl win. Trust me.
Oh, who cares?
The Pop-Tart Bowl.
Let me ask you this.
And be mad at Lance Guidry. How about that?
My God.
How about you coach somebody? You had 3 weeks off. You couldn't stop anybody?
Horrible, dude.
The thing that's crazy about this is that there were other players in that game who didn't play, and you have a bigger problem with the person who played a half.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
There's a guy who transferred before the game even started.
Right? Transfer portaled. He didn't have 3 of his top receivers in that game.
Crazy, dude. And still threw 3 touchdowns.
Emory Williams. I mean,
and you know what, though? I'm 100% on board with playing Emory in the second half because from what I saw, I now know 100% he is not that guy. He is not.
Or he needs a lot of work to be that guy.
Too much work.
Maybe too much work.
More work than I want to do. I don't want that, dude. Cam Ward came in yelling at Shedeur Sanders in the offseason because he was drinking water. That's what I want. Find that guy.
Did Shedeur Sanders tank his game so he didn't get drafted by the Giants?
Well, I don't know. He has Giants custom cleats already.
Is that a troll job, though, to throw the scent off?
I don't know what's going on.
It's like if somebody's going to the Giants, it's going to be you, Cam Ward.
That's...
I'm not going to that team.
Crazy.
All right. We'll take a break. That's Game Balls and Game Bums. More
I
to
have
get...
a response.
What did he say?
From Gelby.
What did Gelby have to say?
I didn't even rip him. I said, won't impact draft stock. Love him. But either play or in game or don't. And he did say this. We agree on this. Mario also could have explained it better if there was an actual plan.
Your tweet is your tweet.
He's walking it back, dude. Ask him where he learned a moonwalk.
Take a break. Get back into the Dolphins, their win, and the playoff scenarios going into this weekend. Back after.